Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to God's house in this time of worship and praise. I'm Pastor Northcutt, president of Manitowoc Lutheran High School. And on behalf of our entire school family and the choir in particular, we thank you for this invitation to come and worship with you here in the Lord's house and to proclaim the good news of salvation as found in God's holy word. God bless your worship. Everything that you need for worship will be in the folder or up on the screen.
Thank you. Please stand. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word.
I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands.
I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees.
With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways.
I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for all of our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority alone, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Our first lesson for today is recorded in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord and from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out, and I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our Lord God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. The word of the Lord.
Our second lesson is from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. tries for the words and works of Christ. The Holy Gospel from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all of the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After he comes, the one more powerful than I, the straps of those whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the gospel of our Lord.
We join in the creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Please be seated for the hymn, Prepare the Royal Hiding.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text we'll use for our meditation today is the Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 40. In the name of our Lord of the Church and the Savior of all, dear friends. I never took voice lessons growing up, but I was taught how to sing. Like many of you, perhaps, taught in the home initially by mom and dad, and then later on in the Lutheran elementary school, or schools actually in my case, where I attended. And I do remember that one of the basic methods of teaching a child how to sing, at least in those days, and I think it's still used, was the syllables, the do, re, mi's. It's a very basic, fundamental, simple, yet powerful way to learn how to sing. Now, I was 8 years old, so I think I was third grade when The Sound of Music came out with all of those many fantastic songs, but one of which was a way to teach the do, re, mi in a fun, catchy way so that kids would not only learn the fundamentals, but they would enjoy doing it at the same time. I still recall learning and singing that song in school. Though a deer, a female deer. You can sing along if you want. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. A long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to do, do, do. Now, if something happens to me before second service, Pastor Miller, you have to do this as you preach the sermon. Now, I'm here to tell you today that you need voice lessons. Choir members, you need voice lessons. And so do I. All those who have sinful hearts, all those who are afflicted by suffering, by pain, by grief, all those who have had to struggle and maybe even have been overcome by guilt, all those who deal with doubt and fears and worry, we all need voice lessons, the kind of lessons that can help us deal with all of that and to end up making beautiful music in the process. Well, who's going to teach us all of that? Let me introduce you to our voice lesson teacher for today, the mighty prophet Isaiah. On this very special day, another opportunity to come together to worship the Lord, another Sunday in the season of Advent where we once again prepare ourselves to celebrate our Savior's first coming and to prepare ourselves for the reality that he will come again. And on a day when we also get to acknowledge and celebrate and thank God for the blessings of Christian education, where we learn lessons for eternity, including at Manitowoc Lutheran High School. Today it's time for some voice lessons. First of all, we listen to God's, and then we use our own. Voice lesson number one, the voice of comfort. The prophecy of Isaiah, which is a very lengthy prophecy, the reason why he's called a major prophet, is really divided up into two main sections. And section two begins with the words of our Old Testament reading today. And the first words there are these: comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Isaiah's words were originally intended for the hearers, those who were God's chosen people, but who were enduring a great affliction. One that had actually been prophesied would occur. It was a people that had stopped listening to their God's voice. They had stopped listening to all of his directives for how they should live their lives, how they should worship him, what to avoid, whom to avoid, and time again had fallen into wicked practices, those that other nations enjoyed carrying out. And the time would come when God, in his justice, would have enough and would use one of those other powerful nations to teach a lesson, a very difficult lesson, that there are consequences for sin, that you cannot keep rejecting your God. And so off they went to live in a foreign land and to be under the control and rule and oppression, many times, of a foreign power. Many years of this, decades of this, would take place. And so this was a people that longed to go home. This was a people that regretted their sinful actions of the past. These were people that were having to deal with the consequences of forefathers who brought this on. This was a people that needed to know that God was not going to be angry with them forever and never restore them as his chosen people. And so Isaiah gets to say, speaking on behalf of his God, comfort, comfort my people. It's time. It's time they hear this voice. Their heart service has been completed. Her sin has been paid for. And she's actually going to receive, is receiving, double. A double blessing compared to all of her sins. That's a voice that we need to hear today as well as we deal with the afflictions that take place in our lives, whether that be caused by strife in the home, whether that be caused by the threat of illness, the reality of illness, of suffering, of death, as we deal with uncertainty about the future, and especially as we each deal with the load of guilt, which sometimes can even be overwhelming. It's time that we once again hear and take to heart the voice of our God. Your sins have been paid for, and you will receive blessing from him. He will not reject you, but will continue to call you his own. Voice number two It's the voice of repentance. There's a picture for it that Isaiah portrays, a picture that was also fulfilled in the person and work of John the Baptist, as we heard in our gospel lesson for today. In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight a highway for our God. Valleys should be raised up, mountains raised low. Make the rough places level. Certainly, God's people who originally heard these messages, these voices, were perhaps thinking about their path back home, the long journey from their foreign land back home to the promised land. But as we see from that New Testament fulfillment, what God had in mind here was a spiritual preparation, a reminder that you need someone to rescue you from all of this. It is a reference to Jesus and his work. And so the message is, remove the obstacles so that your Jesus can come to you. Get rid of those things that interfere with the work that he will come and has come to do. Whether those obstacles be in the form of pride, as if to say, I don't need to listen to God's voices, I can handle things on my own. Whether the obstacles are jealousy, whether the obstacle is an unwillingness to forgive, to hold grudges, to seek revenge, anger, unnecessary worry. Isaiah says the best way to get ready for your Redeemer, your Rescuer to come is to acknowledge, to humbly and sincerely confess how much you need him. How much we need him because of our many sins and because of the evil all around us that is outside of our control. To confess that, to plead that he would be merciful to us in spite of all of that. But then also to embrace this voice that our Savior did come, that he did walk his own path, a path often filled with rejection and suffering, a path that led him to anguish on the cross and to suffer hell itself so that he could free us from our sins. To embrace that gospel message, to make that our own by faith that the Holy Spirit works in our hearts. And voice number three is the voice of the truth. The stark reality that God wants each and every one of us to know. We're like grass. We're like grass that withers. We're like flowers that fall. Our time on earth is short. It's temporary. The things that we strive for in our earthly life, our worldly life, are temporary. We won't take them with us, the successes, the achievements. And sometimes it is even the breath of the Lord that makes us have to deal with difficulties and setbacks and challenges as a reminder of how weak and frail we are and how much we rely on him. That stark reality, which then forces us to consider, what are we going to do with our short time on earth? What do we do before the Lord brings our time on earth to an end? And then comes this most glorious truth. But the word of the Lord stands forever. That's how we use our time. In the word and sharing that word. So that during our time on earth, we know where to go to find strength to keep moving. And so that by sharing that word, others may also know how to endure, to find strength, and to keep walking down that path. And that's why today we take time also then, after hearing God's voices, to remember to use our own. To use our own voices in thanks and praise to Him for the lessons that He has given to us. Life lessons, lessons that last for an eternity. And they are voices of comfort and repentance and the truth. And one of the ways by which this congregation here and others besides have chosen to use our voices is to teach our children what God has to say to them, to all of us in His holy word. And so with our voices, we teach our children those that Isaiah says the Lord holds dear, those that the Lord embraces, the young, the lambs, that they can find comfort when they are dealing with sadness, when life throws them something unexpected that makes them realize not everything goes our way. To provide comfort when they're maybe hurt, hurt that they have felt in their own homes, hurt that they have felt because of the harsh words of others. To find comfort when they realize, as we all do, that we mess up, that we do wrong, and it can bring about harmful consequences. That they have a Savior who holds them dear and reminds them that He's paid for those sins and that He'll keep holding them as they continue on their path through life. We use our voices to teach our children that there is right and there is wrong. And it's not based on what's popular today. It's not based on the latest philosophy that is hip and trendy. It's based on what God says. That cheating is sin. It's like saying to God, you haven't blessed me enough, I need to take matters into my own hands. That mean words, that harmful gossip, is sin. It violates the fifth commandment. It embitters someone else's life. Remember that. God's design for our sexuality means it's reserved for marriage, that blessed institution that He created. That laziness even is a sin. That leaving opportunities pass by unheeded where we could have provided help is a sin. Because God says so. But that this is why He sent Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem, to pay for our sins. and then to embrace that and to be blessed by the peace that comes from that forgiveness, along with all the other blessings that God so richly showers upon us. We use our voices to teach our children the truth, that we are mortal, that in this life there will be hardships, there will be troubles, and one day it will come to an end, as it has come to an end for others that we know and that we love, but that there is a purpose in life. That whatever step you may choose to take, even if you don't know it, whether you'll end up going that route or not, God has given you a purpose. He has blessed you richly with many talents to glorify Him, to thank and praise Him with whatever you do, to live a life of action in your congregation, wherever that may be, to raise up a family, perhaps, that as a unit can thank and praise your God along with you. He'll bless you as you continue to take steps forward and seek to thank Him for all of His goodness. And that as you continue steadfast in His Word, you will find those blessings without end. Today we thank God for the privilege of Christian education here in this congregation at Manitowoc Lutheran High School. We thank Him for the confidence that our ministries have because it is centered on something that is guaranteed to work, and that is the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We thank you for your support of the ministry at Manitowoc Lutheran. Ask for your prayers as we will continue to keep you also in ours. Your voices are beautiful today, again. And I say that in part because I know you're well-trained, you practice, you rehearse. But the main reason I can say that is because your message is the message of God's voice. You are once again proclaiming to us and with us what He has to say about Himself and about the salvation that He has won for you and for all of us. And with that gospel message, you can join all of us and you can teach voice lessons to others. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with the Create in Me.
Please stand. Almighty Lord, the watch tells time, but it doesn't tell when a person's time is up. The heart tells about sin, but it doesn't ever offer a solution. Today, with the double portion of grace you do, you teach us when our time is up, and that through faith in Jesus, we get to live with the comfort you give. Lord, in line with your word and grace, we confess and repent our sins and turn to you. By your word, ready our hearts. Shape our lives according to your holiness and come and claim your people. We thank you for doing that in the second service with Renna Wehrman this morning through holy baptism. Keep her yours by grace all her days. Finally, Lord, because she is yours, watch over young Miriam Bartha, who is undergoing extensive surgery this week. Send your angel to encamp around her. By your mighty power, bring her safely through to give glory to you all her days. We entrust her to your loving care. It's in your name now we also join to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Please be seated for the hymn. Given us your holy scriptures for our learning, may we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may cling to the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Morning, everyone. Morning. Welcome to all of our guests and visitors. Love having you here, and would love to have you come worship the Lord with us again. Just a few announcements for you. Just wanted to say thank you for coming to the choir, and really appreciate it. One of the people here is our own member. She's masked, so you may not be able to see her. Hannah, do you want to stand up and just... And before I get into my announcements, I'm going to hand it over to President Cuck to say a few words.
Morning once again. It's a pleasure to be with you. You're in the Lord's house. Thank you for allowing us to come. It's a special blessing for the choir that they have the opportunity to still do this. Just a few of the blessings I want to share with you of our school year thus far. Being able to be in person, except for 1 week, where because of the circumstances, we had to have everybody stay home just that week. But ever since then, it's been much better. And so we're grateful to God for that opportunity. Our enrollment went up this year, but not by leaps and bounds, but somewhat. And so another blessing. And it looks like, based on projections and so on, that we'll continue to see an increase in our enrollment in the years to come. The Lord blessed us with a full teaching staff this year, these days, with all the vacancies in our synod, another reason to be rejoice. We have a few calls out right now for certain positions. A husband and wife team from St. Croix Lutheran Academy, Ryan and Aaron Hulse, to serve as he as our mission advancement director, to replace Scott Reinhardt. That's coming up on 2 years already that the Lord called him home. And she in our English department, and then one call for a new position in our theology department to Professor Andrew Nauman, who is a teacher at Michigan Lutheran Seminary. We should be hearing decisions from them in the very near future. And then our campaign continues on. I'd be happy to speak to you more about that. I'll be in the lobby area there. There are some brochures there that you can certainly take with you as well. We're excited that we are going to continue on into phase two of that. Which means basically we'll open up and allow anybody and everybody to participate. You'll be hearing more about that by way of a video that we're producing in the weeks to come. Thank you again for the privilege of coming and being with you and worshiping with you this morning.
Thanks for sharing God's word with us today, too. One very neat announcement that I have for you is the Cayley Orchestra is coming. That is on. It is Friday, December 18th at 6:30. They will be up here as typical. I think this is the fourth year they've come. If you haven't experienced the Cayley Orchestra, it's just an incredible group of Wells musicians who are basically at the top of their game. As President was at the top of his voice game today, they're at the top of their instrumental game. And the way these are not their full-time jobs. So when they come here, it's one of the first or second times all year that they've played. And the way they just feed off each other and just play incredible music. It is, and Christmas music, it's really worth coming. Even for a little bit if you can come. So that is, again, Friday, December 18th. It's on our website if you want to check that out. It's also on Facebook if you want more information. Then, just for clarification, I'm not speaking about tomorrow night. We will have church tomorrow night on Monday night. But December 21st, we are going to cancel that Monday night service. That's really all of the week leading up to Christmas. We'll have Sunday service the day before. We'll skip the Monday because we're going to have Christmas Eve services that week and then Christmas Day service. So there will be plenty of opportunities to worship that week without that Monday night service. Then today, there's no Bible study in the gym, or today in the no Bible study in the sanctuary where we've been having it. The Lancer Singers are going to do some recording in here for an upcoming service that they're putting on. So our study today will be in the gymnasium, but we're not going to have a Bible study. We're taking 1 week pause. We're going to go back to an open forum and just make sure that God's people understand and what's going on with our capital campaign and with our long-range planning and can ask questions about that. So in the gymnasium today, in between the services. Then just outside in the narthex, there is a box for supporting the Lancer Singers in Manitowoc Lutheran High School, if you're so inclined. Just please make sure you check which box it is, because there are several of them out there, but if you're interested in helping them with the door offering, they would really appreciate it. Those are the announcements I have for today. Any announcements from you for today or the week ahead? President? Yeah. Can you just tell the AV room what mic that is?
Looks like number one.
On, Dan? Okay, thanks. All right, just one other thing to mention. For those of you who would like to give a gift for our called workers, the called worker gift box is in the back of church, or in the back of the narthex, and that will be out through the month of December, okay? Lots of things to be thankful for. Our called workers are definitely one of them, and for those of you who would like to leave a monetary gift, we will have that box out through December. And then just again, thank you to Mr. Ungemach, Pastor Cuck, and the Lancer Singers for being here today. Let's give them all a big round of applause for we thank you for sharing God's word with us and your continued ministry. God's blessings on that.
And do you want to introduce who's on the piano?
Sure. I have forgotten to put in the accompanist the last few times, and I'm sorry about that. But this is Miss Melanie Danforth. She's a member at Bethany in Manitowoc, and she happens to teach piano and flute for us at the high school after school. And you can tell that by the way she plays both those instruments. So thank you, Miss Danforth, for playing for us.
Please greet one another as you're able. God's blessings. Have a terrific week in the Lord.